This is the BBC.
Order, order.
Hello, I'm Susan Hume and welcome to the Today in Parliament. Now, Christians in Iraq are on the verge of extinction, according to the DUP MP, Jim Shannon. He was leading a debate about the persecution of Christians, in which MPs described a decline in religious freedom across many parts of the world. Mandy Baker reports.
The debate in the Commons Second Chamber, Westminster Hall, was an opportunity for MPs to discuss what role British embassies should play in halting the persecution of Christian minorities. But much of the time was taken up describing the horrors that Christians across the world were enduring. The DUP's Jim Shannon said there was appalling persecution in places held by so-called Islamic State.
In these areas, Christians are often given the ultimatum to convert to Islam or die. Can you imagine each of us in this house as Christians that were given that challenge, what would we do?
For the SNP, David Linden said the situation was scarcely better in the Gulf states.
Saudi Arabia is still one of the most dangerous countries on earth to follow Christ. Today in 2017, converting to another faith is punishable by death. Christians risk arrest, imprisonment, lashing, deportation, and in some cases torture.
Labour's Chris Matheson said Christians were being attacked in more unexpected places, such as Colombia and Mexico.
There is a problem with organised crime targeting religious groups, church groups in particular, particularly in rural areas, and using the necessary violence that organised crime has to resort to.
The DUP MP, David Simpson, said there were problems closer to home.
Those that believe in the biblical truth of the gospel have always been persecuted. But we don't have to go to other countries to see that. We see it in the British Isles, where street preachers and others are told to remove themselves from the streets. Surely if we live in an age of equality, then surely that should be rectified.
A Conservative, Kevin Foster, said the persecutors needed to understand one thing.
Anyone who is as strong in their faith as they claim they are has nothing to fear from anyone else's beliefs. You know, the fact that other people, there are other faiths in this country does not affect my Christian faith. You know, I can be free to believe what I wish to believe without having to feel threatened by the fact that some other people believe something else.
Labour's Chris Bryant, who used to be a Church of England priest, said terminology was important.
I don't want religious tolerance, I want religious respect. Tolerance always seems to me like putting up with people being different from me, whereas respect is something I think far closer actually to the Christian gospel.
A Conservative, Fiona Bruce, wasn't happy with the performance of the Department for International Development.
Of the 23 countries with the worst religious freedom situation in the world, containing 4 billion people, no less than 17 receive UK aid.
A Conservative, Andrew Salou, said the issue was relevant in the international trade negotiations which would follow Brexit.
So I hope it won't be with a sense of embarrassment as an afterthought that these issues of freedom and belief are mentioned as part of those negotiations, because actually the evidence is, it's been said already, that when this issue is properly addressed and dealt with, actually prosperity increases here and around the world. They're not opposed together, they're actually all part of the same piece.
Responding for the government, the Foreign Office Minister Mark Field was sympathetic.
We'll use our influence to promote this fundamental right across the world and to support Christian minorities, including in the Middle East. We'll do so through our engagement in multilateral institutions and with individual governments and with civil society.
And he said it was a sad reflection that in the 21st century, it was still necessary to defend the right to religious freedom.